All right. This morning, you can open up to Lamentations. Lamentations. We'll see what Jeremiah wrote that, so we'll see what the weeping prophet has to say to us. We need a little bit of research on, you know, him and this book. It's quite enlightening. You know. Well, anyhow, we're going to look to chapter 3, Lamentations, verses 22 and 23. Oh, hey, that's Anthony back there. Hey, welcome back, brother.
Do you see him?
I can see him and he can see me. And that's God, praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Verse 22. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. I like it. His mercies never cease. Verse 23. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I like that. Faithful love. His faithful, steadfast, unwavering love never ends. And his mercies never cease. That's his compassion and forgiveness. Get that? His forgiveness never ceases. It's like the words of the song Holy Water. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like the sound of a symphony in my ear. It's like holy water on my skin. Wow. His forgiveness. And his mercies, they're new and fresh every morning. Man, they should be screaming hallelujah so loud for that. Man. Like sweet, sweet honey.
Yeah.
Psalm 34, verses 8 and 9. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And the Lord is good.
Yeah.
All the time. And all the time, he's good. Well, when he says, taste and see that the Lord is good, the psalmist David here is giving an invitation. And, brother, I heard you mention it up here in Preacher's Prayer. You know what he says? He said to you, he says, try it.
Yeah.
I know you will like it.
Yeah.
Try it. Taste the Lord and see that he is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. You want to be blessed?
Yes, sir.
It says right there, trust in him. Trust in him. And you do it with your whole heart.
Yes.
Your whole heart. Verse 9. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. To fear the Lord here means to show a deep respect and honor to him. And we demonstrate true reverence by our humble attitude and our genuine, sincere, wholehearted worship. I like that. There is no want. That means there's no lack, no deficiency of something that we need, that we want, or that we desire. To those who fear him. Genuine, sincere worship, folks. Go to him with a humble attitude. Every day presents us with an opportunity to discover and experience more of God's love. See, even in the midst of everything that's going on around us, especially in our nation's cities, our local municipalities, boroughs, and townships, knowing that His mercies are new every morning, gives great comfort to us. In John chapter 1, verse 14, "And the Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Full of grace and truth in every situation that we find ourselves in. Yeah, you get a lot of facts thrown out at you, but we got the truth to go to. And grace. Where would we be without it? We need it every day. When you look around, it's hard not to be moved into word and worried. I know that. But we're not supposed to. Word says worry is a sin. Sin no more. Means don't worry. Give it to the Lord. It's because the Lord says to all of us here this morning, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. So we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and our soul. As long as we focus and meditate on our troubles, the more convinced we will become of our isolation, our hopelessness, and our inability to remove ourselves from the present trouble. But when we focus on the Lord, we are able to finally rise above rather than to suffer under the weight of our problems. We weren't made to carry them. Remember that. Don't be moved by what you see, feel, or are told. Put your faith in the faithful love of our God. What's God got to do with it? Everything. Faith. Put your faith in the faithful love of our God. And when it comes to faith, we live by faith and not by sight. That's what the Word tells us. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Living a life of faith and seeing Him pleases. It pleases Him. Makes Him happy. And as a bonus, it has rewards called peace of mind. No stress, no anxieties, no worries. No worries. Living a life of faith. Seeking Him. Because we know, it's to say in Hebrews 11:6, okay, the Passion translation of it. Without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that He is real and that He rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking Him. Not half-heartedly. Wholeheartedly. Don't do the 80% factor. Give it the 100. Yeah. It's about love. Yes, it is. Love. And we know what love's got to do with it. Everything. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 says, "You love Him even though you have never seen Him. Though you do not see Him now, you trust Him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy." You don't even see Him. Right. We haven't seen Him, but we put our trust. That is, we put our faith in Him. Yeah. And we are rewarded with inexpressible joy. Come on, inexpressible joy. Yeah. And we sure need joy nowadays, don't we? Bad news. It bombards us every day, does it not? Yeah. TV. Oh, yeah, well, you're shaking your head. But you sure carry that little cell phone. It's beep. And you, oh, what was that announcement for? Beep. Oh, that one's going on. Bad news. It's going to find a way to get to you, to get to your head, see. Okay. I mean, you open up your computer, go to check your emails or whatever. All these things flicking up. Today this happened. Today that happened. Today and then what happens is curiosity. You go, wait a minute, wonder what that's about. Click. And then you read the whole, and then when you get done reading it, you go, man, took your joy away. He's there with us. Never leaves us, nor forsakes us. We don't need to listen to all that, what's going on. We have to be aware of some of the things. But we know when we trust in Him and rely upon Him and lean on Him, He's going to take care of things for us. He's going to take care of things for us. In Psalm 112, verse 7, He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. He, who is the He? Blessed is the man and woman who fears the Lord. That takes you back to verse 1 of that psalm. We are not afraid of bad news when we put our faith in God. The good news. The good news. You know, I was talking to Shirley, and a scripture came up because of something she said, and I think this is a place to... I'm going to read that scripture that Shirley and I were discussing out there. And it's in Exodus chapter 14. Now, the man of God stood up here at the pulpit and said, "Do not be afraid," because this is what the word says. "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today." Today. You don't have to wait for anything. When you believe for it, you have it. It's yours today. You don't have to wait for it. You don't have to wait for it. But speaking of the good news, and Sherry happened to stop by, and I told her, I says, you know, there's a scripture that she did when she was new with the family and getting on fire with Jesus, and her fire now, right now, as you watch, because you get scorched by that lady right now. That fire in her is like just... Well, anyhow, the Christmas story, we call it. Took me right to there. Okay, Luke 2, verses 10 and 11. Here is where the angel is speaking to the shepherds out there. The angel assured them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." All people. That's us. He was talking to him, but he addressed all of us. We as the people. The good news bringing us great joy. Inexpressible joy. The Savior. Yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. That's the good news. Jesus. Jesus, who came from the Heavenly Father, full of grace and full of truth. Oh, grace. In Ephesians 2:8, what's it say? "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God." It's a gift. What about faith? Grace and faith are both gifts from God. The grace for our salvation is by Jesus Christ, and it comes to one through faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith in Jesus Christ comes by hearing. See, but it is the Holy Spirit who helps the unbeliever become the believer. He has to have something to work with. As soon as it gets planted, but the Holy Spirit can go to work on you. He can go to work on you. You just keep presenting it. Keep it around him. You know, because it's reminding me of when I used to drive across the toll bridge. And I think we're all in here old enough to remember the toll bridge. You know, I started singing a little song yesterday, and Crystal and Leanne both looked at me like, where are you coming from? And they never heard, buckle up for safety, buckle up, buckle up for safety. You know, and they were saying, and they looked at me, and then Teresa had to bail me out. She said, yeah, and then she sang the whole thing through, and I went, and I realized, I said, wait a minute, wow, I am that much older than my kids. You know?
Yeah,
it was relation to something she had just shared, and I was changing the words to it, and she couldn't figure out where I was coming from, you know. But like I say, so you're all aware of what we're talking about here. All right. See, God has set it up for every individual to be saved. He's got it all situated and set up. It takes a word. And like I was saying, when I was over there going across that bridge, don't let me get, anyhow, used to be a big rock where Kmart used to be. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Shop and Save now with the big lots. Remember when it was Kmart?
Yep.
Anyhow, before that was there, was a big rock there. And I used to go across there and I looked. John 3:16. For years, it gets imparted. So the Holy Ghost has something to work with to bring faith. Because I did go to Sunday school when I was a little toddler. Yeah, a long time ago. But I remember, and I memorized that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, right, shall have everlasting life. But there was something there to work with. But then I resisted, okay? Because the rest of that says here, you know, as God set it up for every individual to be saved, and then it is the choice on the part of that individual. And it took me a long time to make the choice. Praise God, I made the right choice. You know, also, this right here. I wasn't going to do it. Do you remember Indiana Jones movies? And the one where he was seeking the grill? The grill? Okay. I remember when he went in there and the Gale Knight, okay, looked at him and told him, choose wisely. One grill brings life. The other grills, which were several, bring death. I went, really? And then it came in my spirit. He could have been saying the same thing. There is but one God who brings life. All these other gods bring death. Choose wisely. I said, wow. It makes you think about your choices in life when you make them. Pray before you make your choices. It'll be beneficial to you, I can tell you that. Because when you do it in self, you know, you may get through it, but it's never the way it should be. But faith is not simply believing facts about Jesus. It's actually trust. Faith for the believer becomes a way of life. And to maintain a healthy way of life, word up. Word up. It's our daily bread. It's the most nutritional thing you can do for your body. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. The good news shows how God makes people right with himself. God's way of making people right begins and ends with faith. As the scripture says, the one who is right with God by faith will live forever. Wow. That's pretty cool. Yep. Live forever. Now, the NIV ends with, the righteous will live by faith. The righteous. See, that's talking about us. That's talking about us. See, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In James chapter 1, verse 3, for you know that when your faith is tested, and it will be, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. That's what the scripture says. In this day and age, we definitely need power that is in us stirred up. Stirred up, continually being stirred up. And we stir it up with the word. Now, there will be many temptations come our way. There'll be things, situations, circumstances will try to distract us from our focus on the Lord, causing us to fall into doubt and unbelief. Don't say, oh, no. Come on. I've been there. I'm not innocent of the fact. And I rather repent to Him that sometimes when I just fall off and get into that doubting, getting into that unbelief. I mean, when there's things standing right in front of you, what are you going to do? I know it's hard. I work at it. I'm telling you, work at it because it has its rewards. And the reward is a victory for us. The Word tells us, no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. So when you are in a storm and the wind is blowing, and it's making those large waves, and that's rocking your boat, speak to the wind, just like Jesus did. Speak to the wind. You may still be in a storm, but it'll sure be a little bit more comfortable going through. Speak to the wind. You can. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Jesus said, if we believe, have the God kind of faith, that what we say will happen, it will be done. Take that up with Him. He said it. I'm only quoting what He has said. Because sometimes if we look, well, I know it's easy for you to say. No, I'm going to tell you what He says because He's saying it to me. Daily, we must say and speak the word. Daily. You need it, and you got to keep taking it in so you can have it to put out. Because once you put it out and you have not put any more in, you're out of gas and you ain't moving no more.
That's right. Come on.
In 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Be courageous and strong when temptations and trials come to you. Well, oh, they come. What does he say? Stand firm in your faith. Your faith in His faithful love. And what's love got to do with it?
Everything.
Everything. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptations to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. Endure means to remain firm under suffering something painful or difficult, patiently, without yielding. I don't care what they've said. Don't yield into it. Patiently wait upon the Lord. and he shall renew your strength.
Yes, sir.
He will give you the ability to run. Yeah, you may just be walking now, but he'll have you in a run. He can get you through it. Because you got the best trainer going, called the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because see, once you get saved, and he's done his thing to get you there, then he stays with you to continually teach you and reveal what the Word of God has for you and what he needs to tell you to do and how to do it in life. Doesn't mean you have to change what you do for a living. Doesn't mean you have to do a lot of different things. You just be obedient to what he says, and he'll use you because he's got you in that job for a reason. He's got you at that place at that point in time. There's a reason. You're going through something, and you're going to the doctors? Okay, you're there. But guess what? You're going to have the victory through it.
Amen.
You're going to have the victory through it.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what the man says. I don't care what the doctor's reports are. I don't care what they've said. I'm not supposed to be up and moving around on a walker yet. I don't care what they say. Oh, you're going to say, but you're using a walker. Well, guess what? That's progress.
That's right.
I'm going to take it one step at a time.
That's right.
I don't care what they've told me. Yeah, there's a lot. They got a lot of facts. They got a lot of pictures and say, well, look at this and look at that and look at that. Okay. I see all that, but I know my God. I know what the Word of God says. It says, I'm healed. I'm healed.
Yes, sir.
By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Simple as that. Because he sent his word and healed. Did he not? He did. And he also said, you will live and not die. He's got work for you to do. He's got work for each and every one of us to do. With long life, he will satisfy you. 60, 70, 80? 90? How about try 120?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Promised you a long life. And that's what you tell those reports that come against you. I don't care what you say. My God says, that I will live and I will not die. I will live a long life because I have a family to watch over. I have grandchildren that I must spoil. And I'm going to be around to see them graduate. I'm going to watch them get married. I'm going to watch them have grandbabies so I can be a great-great-grandparent. See, that's what we need to be saying. We all work with our heads, but we know when we work the word into it, it overpowers the thought process and gets us back in focus with him. And that's what we want to be, is focusing on him, not upon everything around us. Like I said, endure, to remain firm under suffering something painful or difficult, patiently without yielding. And what gives us the ability to endure is knowing that God has made a way out.
Yep.
Said right there, when you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. When temptation is upon us, we must look for the way of escape.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what I said? We must look for the way of escape. It is there before us. We need to take notice that we don't miss it. God makes it. It's ours to watch for. And it's ours not to lose. I know a lot who have seen the way of escape. And as they delay, they seem to lose it. Don't lose it. Grasp hold of it. Grasp hold of the hand that's holding on to you. The right hand of righteousness is hanging on to you. Remember that. So the more attentive and aware of it in our spirit is to be made in one way. Word up. Word up. Because it's the word. The word gives us faith to be able to endure. patiently without yielding.
Right.
Giving us strength to resist temptation from the tempter. In James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The devil has no choice but to flee. We belong to the army of the living God. You're not alone. If you would open up your spiritual eyes and look around, there's legions of angels with you, and you're marching forward. And guess what? Run, devil, run, and take your little guys with you, because you ain't got no victory here. There's more with you than there are with him on this earth. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, I know this is Paul talking to his son Timothy, but in verse 1, so bear with me on this, because I added some. You, therefore, my sons and daughters, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, he says son, but I'm talking to you as sons and daughters, because that's the way he revealed it to me. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Our strength is in the grace that is in Jesus. It's not in our own. How did we get saved? It was a gift called grace. Couldn't have done anything to earn it. It's all grace. It was a gift. A gift. Now, as you drop down to verses 3 and 4 there, it says, overcome every form of evil as a victorious soldier of Jesus, the Anointed One. For every soldier called to active duty, and you are, must divorce himself from the distractions of this world so that he may fully satisfy the one who chose him. The one who chose him. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, for he chooses us in him. Before the foundations of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. Again, what's love got to do with it? He loved you before you were even born.
Thank you, Lord.
From the foundations. It was all about love then, and it's still about love. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. He chose us in him in love. In Psalm 143, verse 8, Good News Translation. Remind me each morning of your constant love, for I put my trust in you. That's trusting in his love. My prayers go up to you. Show me the way I should go. And I got a little thing that said nightstand. Okay? I won't give the lady's name who's sitting back there in a pink dress this morning, but she gave me something, because I don't want you to know who, but she gave me this little thing years ago, and it's in a little clear fiberglass thing, and puts it in and says, morning, Jack. I love you, Jesus. It has been on my nightstand. So when I wake up and I turn my head, first thing I think is I see that. When I see that and I read that to myself, and I say, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes,
and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely it's still there. I forgot it. I was going to bring it with me. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't mention it with Shirley. In Psalm 36, verse 5, it says, the unfailing love of the Lord is as vast as the heavens, and his faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Can you imagine that? When you go out today, and you look up at those clouds, and they just seem to go, and just go beyond. Just think about that and reflect for a minute. That his unfailing love is as vast as the heavens in his faithfulness. That makes it into a little bit more of a perspective. Because you start to look, and there's no end to that when you look. No end. His faithfulness is everlasting. It doesn't go away. From everlasting to everlasting. In 1 John 3:1, See how very much our Father's love, our Father loves us, for He calls us His kids. Kids of the King. And that is what we are.
Yes, we are.
King's kids. I just changed the word children in there, though, just so you know. But that's what we are. King's kids. King's kids. And the Lord protects all those who love Him, but He destroys the wicked. Psalm 145:20, that was. And Psalm 121, verse 7 and 8. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over you. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. When you read this scripture and read His words, wow. He's with you when you're coming and you're going. Right now and forever. I start to wind. Okay, Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. And with my song, I will praise Him. And with my song, I will praise Him. In the midst of the storm, we raise a hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah with everything that is inside of you. Praising Him louder and louder. Louder than the unbelief. Raising a hallelujah removes doubt and unbelief. Because that's what happens when you praise and worship the Lord. So we are to lift the banner of victory higher and higher. Lift up His name, Jehovah Nissi. The Lord who reigns in victory. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Nissi. The Lord who reigns in victory. And the greater one is in you. Jehovah Nissi is in you. You understand that? Jehovah Tsidkenu, the righteousness is in you. Jehovah Shama, He's with you. He's ever present. Jehovah Shalom, the peace is with you. Jehovah Roha, the shepherd, is with you. And you shall not want. Jehovah Jireh means you're not going to lack. He provides. He provides. He's El Shaddai, folks. More than enough. So we are part of a mighty, victorious army, the army of God. We were recruited by Jesus to join God's army, then trained to be good soldiers by the Holy Spirit to fight the good fight of faith. Yes, to fight the good fight of faith. And what? We got to know, though, that our weapons are of our warfare are not carnal, are they? No. So our weapons are the Word of God. We must use them skillfully. And as we word up on His Word, the Holy Spirit trains us to be proficient in the use of the Word. Just like the soldiers in today's military who are trained. And you want to talk to somebody about training and knowing about your white rifle? Ask Mr. Osmond sometime. He'll tell you how they made him appreciate that weaponry that he had. Because see, if it didn't operate properly and he was out on the battlefield, hasta la vista, baby. You got to have your weapons. You got to be trained and got to be skillful. You got to take care of your weapon. You take care of that weapon. Even though, guess what? You can have glue, you can have tape, but keep your weapon there. And if you have to, get a new one. Then transfer all your notes over. Might take you a while. Amen. All right. You know what? I think that's that. We're going to stop there because we're going to take communion. Now,